That's one.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. That voice you're hearing is Maria Lisa Calta. She is a cookbook author and Vermonter, and we have asked her in for a very special task today. Okay, look, I know we all like maple. If there was such a thing as a state syrup, maple would certainly be Vermont's official flavor. And we have found ways to add maple to almost anything. Maple butter, maple biscuits, maple yogurt. Heck, we even put maple syrup on snow, add a pickle and a donut, and call it a meal. But people, listen to me. Not everything is good with maple. So Maria Lisa Calta is here today to offer some advice to us for when to steer clear of maple flavoring in your food and to share some failed recipes, as well as give us a gentle shove in the right direction. Maria Lisa, nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Jane. It's great to be here.
Why can't maple just go with anything? I mean, we love maple.
We do love maple, but we don't love it on everything. I was thinking about this a lot, of course, today and days prior, and I realized that I think it was about in the 80s when it was sort of the first whiff of a localvore movement where every fancy restaurant in Vermont would show that it was in Vermont by pouring maple syrup on everything. And I remember a couple of memorable meals at quite high-end places. I remember a duck breast that just had maple syrup poured over it. I think it was supposed to be sort of like duck l'orange, but with duck a la maple. It was just horrible.
Just because it was too sweet? I mean, was that the problem?
Just way too sweet. And I think they just poured the syrup over. So the texture was, you know, it didn't go with the duck at all. It was disgusting. Chicken was a frequent target of badly used maple syrup. I myself had tried basting chicken and turkey with just straight maple syrup. Burn the skin, disaster. Pork, which actually pairs very well with maple, has also been an unfortunate victim. I looked at some old recipes from the first Vermont, it was called the Official Maple Cookbook by the Department of Agriculture, and I found some recipes looked really good, maple muffins, a little maple in your apple pie. There was a maple sugar cherry ring made with refrigerator biscuits, maple syrup, and maraschino cherries. Beef tongue in a sweet and sour sauce made with maple syrup.
I don't know if you have me on that one.
Canned peaches stuffed with ground ham that had been flavored with maple. Something called Vermont baked lima beans, and the Vermont part was that it had a lot of maple syrup in it. I remember when there was a first distiller in Vermont in Waterbury back in the early 90s. I think they did a great gin. It was called Vermont Distillers. They're no relation to the current place that's called Vermont Distillers. They did a great gin with cucumber, and they did a maple liqueur called Tamarack that sort of tasted, I'm sorry, but sort of like paint thinner, really.
So there's a broad spectrum. But, you know, Maria Lisa, one of the things that you just said was pork is a frequent target of maple, and the flavors pair well together. So what's the problem then with using maple on chicken or pork, where it might actually be fine as a flavoring, but not particularly good for cooking with, I take it?
Well, I think the problem is that it's a sugar and it burns easily. So, and it's also really, really sweet. So you want to cut it always with an acid. Jack Pickett up in Stowe made a magic sauce, which was two parts balsamic vinegar and one part maple syrup. And he uses that to roast vegetables, and it's really delicious. Cut it with some lemon, some orange juice. A little bit of fat works well to keep it kind of – help it sort of melt over whatever you're cooking. So I think that's the way to do it. Also, to think about what you're doing.
Right. Throw it on there because you like the flavor or it's Vermont.
Right. Do you really want your chicken to be, you know, that sweet? So you just have to – you know, a little moderation.
Yeah. Well, which is probably good advice for any of us at any point. Hey, podcast listeners, you might have heard about this whole tripod thing. all this month, we're asking you to help a friend try a new podcast. Think of someone special in your life, then recommend a show that's right up their alley. If they're new to this whole podcasting thing, you can walk them through the steps to listen and subscribe. Then please share your recommendation with the hashtag TryPod. That's spelled T-R-Y, pod. That way we can all get some new recommendations. And thank you for spreading the pod love. You know, you told us about a lot of different ways that maple has been used badly. And listeners, I would love to hear how you have used maple badly. We'll keep a list. You can post a note on the Vermont Edition Facebook page. We'll put a link up there for you to share your worst maple. In fact, we already have one. And, you know, you could tell us how you think maple has been used badly. I actually am not trying to skirt the issue. I can't think of a time that I've used maple and thought, whoops, that was the wrong way to go. Have you ever used it in a way, not that the cooking part was bad because it burned, but in a way that you thought, oh, that was a terrible flavor pairing?
No, but Steve Bogart, the chef who started the Single Pebble, told me he was recently in Queens at a Sichuan restaurant that he said was amazing. But they ordered a Kung Pao chicken, and there were four people at the table, at least two of them Vermonters. They all took a bite, and they said, maple syrup? And he said it was not good.
So people are still doing
this. Yes, people are still doing it wrong. So I think other than burning it and burning the turkey on Thanksgiving with the nice maple glaze, I don't think I've ever actually used it where I thought it was really a disaster.
Well, we are in the maple season, despite the particularly cold weather we're having, you know, right now. So people are thinking maple. Do you have tips for us on the right ways to use maple or to think of it as a flavor pairing with food?
Well, you know, again, if you cut it with a citrus or an acid of some sort, you know, I think the highest use of maple syrup is on pancakes and waffles and oatmeal. And then, of course, the maple creamy.
Of course.
And there's nothing wrong with that, with, you know, just leaving it at its purest form. But I think also it's great in baking. And I'm not skilled enough baker. I know I should have looked this up, but to how to substitute.
Use it for sugar.
Yeah, because it's a liquid and there's differences. But
I'm sure that's easily Googleable.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, a little in your maple pie, your muffins. I have a granola recipe that I love that takes dark maple syrup. So, you know, I think mostly it's, you know, just think about this. Would you dump sugar in this, on your chicken? No. How much maple do you want to put on there, or your fish? Although I've had great salmon with a maple glaze.
Yeah, see? So there is but you would put a sugary substance on a salmon, so that makes sense.
But a slightly sugary substance.
So I think what we're going to take from this is Marie-Elise's point about everything in moderation, and Vermonters, I'm sorry to say, that goes for maple syrup too. Marie-Elise Calta is a cookbook author and food writer, among other things, and we do have some of her recipes. We will post them for you all to enjoy. Thank you so much for being with us again today.
Thank you.
Listeners, we invite you to keep this conversation going. Leave us a note on the Vermont Edition page at vpr.net. You can also find us on Facebook or tweet us at Vermont Edition. And follow Vermont Edition in NPR One for our latest content. Vermont Edition is produced by Rick Singeri, Sam Gale Rosen, and Meg Malone. Jake Rusnak directed the show. Our executive producer is Patty Daniels. And our theme music was composed by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks for listening.